With the 88th Oscars behind us, many of us have movies on our minds, and we're looking for opportunities to go see some of the Oscar winners and nominees we haven't seen yet. The Indie Film Series is featuring some of these films in its March selection, and here to tell us about them is Susan Woods, founder of the Indie Film Series. Nice to see you again.
Hi, Mark.
You trudged through the snow here today, and you made it safely.
Oh, I did.
We're pleased.
Yes.
The winner of the Oscar for Best Foreign Film went to Son of Saul, and this, as luck would have it, is one of the films you selected for March. What is Son of Saul about?
Son of Saul is about a man in at a concentration camp who is one of those who helped the Nazis. So what he does, he's hired by the Nazis, he's Jewish, to go in and clean out the bodies from the ovens. I mean, not the ovens, the gas chambers. And he finds his son has died in the gas chamber. So he has to make the decision, do I give my son a proper Jewish burial, or do I try to escape with another group?
That is powerfully grim subject matter.
It is.
Why did you choose it for the series?
Well, because it's just gotten unbelievable reviews. It is considered probably a groundbreaking film in its intensity, its focus on one man and his conflicts of decisions. And it's just, it's been praised left and right. Mm-hmm. So
I can't help but think of Schindler's List and the impact that had on it. I rented Schindler's List and watched it for the first time in 20 years, probably a week ago, Friday night. And it's one of those, the movie has the capacity to change your life. It's awfully, it can be rough to watch it, but you end up being glad that Steven Spielberg put that together, and that this Hungarian director, put this together.
And it's his first film, which is just amazing.
Oh my.
But it's the actor also who just has given a performance that is amazing.
45 Years is another film that was involved in the Oscars because Charlotte Rampling was nominated for Best Actress for her performance in it. The film also stars Tom Courtney. Tell us about 45 Years.
Well, what it is that this couple is about to celebrate their 45th wedding anniversary, and a secret is revealed about the husband. And it completely changes the entire fabric of the marriage. And the acting is incredible.
We have a clip from the trailer for this one, so we're going to hear from the actors in this clip. This is, again, 45 Years.
What is it?
They found her. You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
We never talked about it in all the years that we've known each other. And it's tainted everything.
Something has tainted everything. Very mysterious.
Yes.
And this is a trailer, of course, so it's designed to hook people in. But can you give us a hint what they're talking about?
No, I cannot.
Without giving it away.
I barely watch trailers. I mean, that's how fresh I want to be going to a film.
Understood. By the way, Charlotte Rampling did not win. The Oscar for Best Actress went to Brie Larson for the movie Room. Did you watch the Oscars?
Of course.
What did you? Were there any wins that surprised you?
Well, I think Mark Rylance was a very appropriate win, but I was surprised. I thought it would go to the old favorite of Sylvester Stallone. The technical one going to Ex Machina, as opposed to Star Wars or you know, the other big CGI films, that was a surprise. But the best surprise was that Spotlight won Best Picture.
We are talking with Susan Woods, founder of the Indie Film Series in Okemos, which showcases new films every month. It kicks off its March films this Friday. Lady in the Van stars Maggie Smith, who, of course, is most recently known for her role as the Dowager Countess in Downton Abbey. Tell us about Lady in the Van.
Well, this is a pretty incredible film because it's a true story. Michael Bennett, who's a British London playwright, has this woman who just parks her van in his driveway. And so he tolerates her for 15 years and they develop a friendship and a relationship. And she's one of the most contrary people in the world. And, you know, Maggie Smith acts her pants off in this. It is really fun. It's a crowd pleaser.
We have a clip from the movie trailer for Lady in a Van. We're going to hear Maggie Smith's character talking to the man who is working at the farmer's market.
Looking especially lovely today, sweetheart.
Don't sweetheart me. I'm dying, possibly.
Chin up, love. We all got to go sometime. Smells like you already have.
You may have recognized the man's voice from that clip. That was James Corden, who's the host of The Late Late Show on CBS.
I didn't know that.
You're expressing surprise.
You didn't
know we were going there. We were full of surprises here.
I just want everybody to know, I haven't seen any of these films. What I do is a lot of research, read a lot of reviews, and then choose them.
Okay. Very interesting. Next up, we have a documentary called Where to Invade Next. This is Michael Moore's latest endeavor since his 2009 documentary, Capitalism, A Love Story. Let's hear the beginning of the trailer to get a feel for what the documentary is about.
My mission? I will invade countries with names I can mostly pronounce. Take the things we need from them and bring it all back home. Because we have problems no army could solve.
Brutal. So what kinds of things does Michael Moore do in this documentary?
Well, he's talking about universal health programs. He's talking about, maternal leave for a year. He's talking about, all the wonderful things that in Europe, mostly in Europe, that they provide for their citizens, the government does, and that which we don't. So, I mean, this should be a companion piece to Bernie Sanders.
It makes a case for American adventurism in its foreign policy. Is that it? Okay. Remind us once more where we can see all these films.
This is at the beautiful Studio C in Okemos. It's behind the Meridian Mall. They provide drinks. I mean, you can have beer or wine or a cocktail or just regular pop and popcorn, but also dinner. And you can sit in comfortable seats and watch a fabulous film.
And the dates the March films run are March 4th, I believe, is the beginning date. Am I?
I think it's the 5th.
The 5th?
Yes.
Okay. And they run for how long?
And they run for 4 weeks. And the schedule and the descriptions are up on the website, which is elff.com.
And I understand we have right up until Thursday in order to still catch the February films that you and I talked about a month ago.
Right.
And remind us one more time which titles those are.
Okay. So you have the very funny 100-year-old man who jumped out the window and disappeared. Youth, which I thought was unbelievable. I loved it. Heart of a Dog with Laurie Anderson and Labyrinth of Lies, which is a German thriller.
Okay. So there's hardly a break in between February and March here.
There is literally no break.
It is seamless. And we have Susan Woods of the Indie Film Series to thank for that. Could I ask a quick political question?
Please, while you're
here? You do serve as a...
Wait, I got to put on my other hat.
Council member. This woman wears a lot of hats. We did a segment last week on the City of East Lansing Financial Health Team. Are you supportive of the idea of what the health team has to
Absolutely.
Do?
Absolutely. I mean, we are facing enormous problems with legacy costs, with our finances, and to get experts to give a third-party look at them is what we need. I mean, if they can provide us any kinds of solutions or a way of re-looking at them, this does not reflect upon our financial advisor, Mary Haskell. She is phenomenal. But she, too, welcomes this because it's always great to get fresh eyes on a serious problem.
On a scale of 1 to 10, if I could try to pin you down here,
how
much importance do you assign to the city's, I believe it's roughly $100 million in legacy costs. Do I have that right?
I think so.
I think that's it. On a scale of 10, how important is that?
Important or how
important is it that the city come to grips with that?
Well, I mean, we're definitely in its grips, but it's very important. I mean, we can't. There's nothing we can do about it. We have made this commitment, and we have to find ways to pay for it without increasing taxes. So we have cut to the bone. Let me tell you, the staff is working as hard as they can. We're doing very few new hires, and we're just trying to find ways to be able to afford this. You know, people are living too long. I tell everybody we just need have to have them drink the Kool-Aid, but nobody thinks that's funny.
Thank you for your willingness to switch hats here on us here, because you wear several interesting hats. The Indie Film Series is about to launch its March offerings. We want to thank Susan Woods, founder of the Indie Film Series, for joining us today. Thank you, Susan.
You're so welcome.